fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Big Toto! I'm Silver!
Red Wolf had learned the white man's tongue. He had learned the white man's laws and tried to teach them to the people of his tribe. The Indians of Red Wolf's tribe, therefore, were generally quiet and peace-loving. They lived in the valley where they grew food. They hunted game in the woods and took fish from the streams. But one night, wild cries of primitive rage broke out. Wildly, braves leaped on their horses and raced madly in pursuit of three white men.
Hurry it up, boys! Get up there!
They lead us!
Get along there!
Get up! They might wait for us!
Every man for himself!
Get up! Get up!
Get up! Get up!
Mike! Mike, if you make it, get help for us! Hank! Look out, Hank! They're catching us!
Going fast! Fast as a kid!
Here they come! They're going to get us! We're done for, Hank! We're done for!
Council fires burned brightly in the valley, lighting up the people of Red Wolf's tribe as the braves returned to the village with two men as captives. Another Indian stood beside his paint horse on a nearby hill. He too was accompanied by a white man, but this man wore a mask. He was the almost legendary character known only as the Lone Ranger, and the Indian's name was Tonto.
Although it looks to me as if Red Wolf has taken a couple of prisoners.
That's right.
They're moving toward the council fire. You can see them more clearly in a minute.
You got spyglass?
Yes, Kimasabi. I hope Red Wolf hasn't broken his treaty.
Red Wolf, good man.
Uh-huh.
You see him now?
Otto, the prisoners are white men.
Well, maybe Red Wolf got plenty good reason to make capture.
I sure hope so, Tonto.
Me go to village. Me go find why prisoners taken.
Tonto, that's not a bad idea. Maybe you can persuade Red Wolf to let them go and turn to the soldiers if he has cause for complaint. Captain Greer has a short temper. He won't sit still if he learns that the Indians took prisoners.
Me go now.
I'll wait in our camp.
Get him up, scout.
One silver.
Come on, Andy. Roll out. Rise and shine.
Oh, getting up's the only part of the army I don't like. Only I could sleep a little longer.
Well, you can.
Hello. Ooh, it's cold this here, Ted.
Hey, Conway.
Huh?
Oh, gone, ain't you never learned to knock before you bust into the tent of a couple of gentlemen?
Save it, Andy. This is important.
What's up?
Captain Green wants you in his headquarters right away.
Wants me?
Jack, you ain't been a bad boy while you was on a scouting party, have you?
Something about Indians.
Now just let me get my boots on.
Maybe you've been making eyes to pretty Injun girl. That it, son?
Nonsense.
Here's the other boot.
Thanks.
Looks to me if it's pretty serious. Captain's got a hunter with him.
I don't see why he'd want me.
Huh. Ain't you the one that knows all about the Indians?
You better hurry.
I'm ready.
Now, if you've been a-making eyes at an Indian girl...
Come on. You sent for me, Captain Greer?
Yes, Conway. Close the door. This is Mr. Martin.
Mike Martin's the name. Big Mike the hunter.
Glad to know you, Martin.
Conway, how well do you know the country beyond Boulder Pass?
I know it as well as I know this army post, sir. I was raised in that country.
Oh, yes, so you were. You should know all the gullies and gaps, places where a detachment can move without being seen by Indians.
Well, possibly, sir.
Why do you hesitate?
Well, Captain Greer, that's where Red Wolf's people live.
That's right.
They're friendly Indians.
Friendly, my eye. The ornery murdering polecats.
What?
Red Wolf attack me and some of my pals. They run us down like we was game and they was hungry. They got my pals. And I just got away with the skin of my teeth.
Red Wolf did that?
You're doggone right.
You and your friends must have done something to Red Wolf.
That's beside the point. Red Wolf has been told he's not to take the law into his own hands. He knows he's to file any complaints with the authorities. Let the regular process of the law see that he gets justice.
But, sir,
Martin and his friends were hunting game. They had a good supply of it tied to their pack horses when the Indians jumped them.
Red Wolf was promised that there'd be no hunting in the land that was set aside for his people.
He should have gone to the law. He must be taught not to take the law into his own hands.
Why, if you'll pardon me, sir, I can't believe that Red Wolf would do such a thing.
You call me a liar?
Quiet. Conway, I want Red Wolf brought here for questioning.
Brought here, sir?
Yes. I shall go with the detachment and demand a surrender.
Captain Greer, Red Wolf is the chief. He can't surrender without surrendering all of his people.
I'm not interested in Indian customs.
His pride,
or
sir.
The pride of a savage.
Red Wolf is no savage.
That'll do, Conway. You're to lead us to the village. I propose to put troopers within firing distance as secretly as possible. Then you're to take advantage of your acquaintance with Red Wolf. Ride up, demand his immediate surrender for questioning. If he refuses, we'll ride in.
There's your talk. Ride in and rescue my pals. If they ain't already been burned at the stake.
You needn't worry about that.
You're to be ready in 30 minutes.
But, Captain Greer, I...
Well, speak up. What's the trouble?
I can't do that to Red Wolf.
What? You can't obey my orders?
You don't understand, sir. Red Wolf is my father.
What? What was that?
Your father? Conway, that's preposterous.
It's true, sir. My parents were killed in the Overland Trail. I was just a baby. Red Wolf found me, saved my life. Made me a blood brother of his own son. And that made me the son of Red Wolf.
Conway, you're also a member of the United States Army. You'll do as ordered.
Hey, Squint, can you see him outside this blasted wigwam? What are they up to?
How should I know?
But they're dancing, ain't they?
Sort of chanting in the council ring.
You figure they're getting ready to finish us off?
Maybe.
What do we do? We gotta escape.
Yeah? Tied up like this with a couple of redskins outside just hoping we'll make a break for it? Hank, don't talk like a fool.
There ought to be something we can do.
Sure. Wait and see if Mike made it to the soldiers. If he did, we'll be all right. If he didn't, well, that's something we won't think about.
But
hold it.
What?
Red Wolf just left his place. I think he's heading here.
And I'm gonna tell what he wants to know.
You ain't.
I am. I've had enough of this. What good will it do us to keep still if they kill us for it?
You fool. The only reason they ain't killed us already is because we haven't talked.
But I don't care.
So if Red Wolf learns what he wants to know, he'll have no more cause to keep us alive. You keep quiet.
How?
Well, what do you want this time?
You ready to talk?
Look, Chief.
Shut up. What about?
You steal many Indian horse. Where you hide them?
Still figure we stole your horses, eh?
You steal them.
Red Wolf, you're a loco. I tell you, we don't know anything about your horses.
You hear Indian?
Sure, we hear them.
You know what it mean?
Hank and me were just wondering.
You kill three braves when you steal horse. Indian angry. Them won't kill you.
We wasn't to blame. We tried to tell you we ain't horse thieves.
You lie. Indian, no truth.
Doc, call it Squirrel.
Will you shut up and keep shut? Now look here, Red Wolf. You're a smart Injun. Let me tell you something.
What's that?
No matter which way you figure, you'd be an idiot to kill us. If we didn't steal your horses and kill them three Indians you speak of, then you'd be punishing us for something we never done.
You do them.
All right, then. Just for the sake of argument, say we did. Then if we did, we know where your horses are. But you'd never find out with us dead. So you lose either way. What's more, there's an army post not so far away. And what had happened to you would be a caution if you killed us.
Red Wolf, no.
Then you have to admit you can't lose by keeping us alive.
Me not want kill.
Well, then what do you want?
Other Indian want kill. Maybe them not listen to Red Wolf.
I get it. You might not be able to stop him even if you tried, eh?
You think. Maybe it better you tell truth. Tell where horse hidden. Then maybe Red Wolf's people let white man law take charge. Me go. You think.
Squip, they might let us go if they could get their horses back.
I think we're sure it was us killed them three Injuns. Not in your chin type. We'll stall them off and wait. Mike will be here with soldiers pretty soon.
By means of small canyons and gullies with high sides, Jack Conway managed to bring the troopers to within a mile of the Indian village without being seen by any of Red Wolf's scouts. Here the captain raised his hand to signal a halt.
Captain Greer, this is as close as we can get without being seen by Red Wolf. From here on, the ground's pretty open.
Very well, Conway. We'll wait here. You ride into the village, demand the surrender of Red Wolf. Bring him back with you.
I'll try, sir.
I propose to question him right here on the spot. He's holding any prisoner.
He's either holding him or he's buried.
Quiet, Martin. Conway, you tell Red Wolf that his refusal to surrender will mean trouble for his people. We'll ride in if necessary and take him by force.
I'll tell him, sir. Get up. Now, Kuma.
Son, you come to visit.
I didn't come to visit, Father.
Here is good friend, this Tonto.
How?
How, Tonto?
Son is member of army. White name is Conway.
Oh.
Father, word has reached the post that you've made prisoners of two men. Is that true?
That true.
When I rode in, the people were singing the song of justice.
People ask Great Spirit to make bad men admit killing of Indians, stealing of horses.
Oh. They did that? But why didn't you report them to the captain at the post? That's what you should do when anyone makes trouble.
Me report lost horses many times. Nothing done. This time, we catch horse thief. Catch murderer. Footprint, match mark on trail.
But Father, you must have known that you were breaking the rule.
You look unhappy. What news you bring?
Father, the army is just a mile from here. I came to ask you to go to the captain with me.
No, me not go to captain. Captain come here to Red Wolf.
But you don't understand. If he has to come here, he'll come with his troopers to take you by force. You'll have to decide by sunset.
Me ask people.
Steady, scout.
Tonto, where you go?
And me take news to friend. Get him up, scout.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Having learned about the army ultimatum to Red Wolf, Tonto rode hard to a small camp nearby, where he reported the latest development to the Lone Ranger.
Sorry to hear that the army has taken a hand.
Now there's plenty trouble for Red Wolf.
He's in the right, Tonto. He's had many horses stolen, and nothing's been done about it. According to the Indian way of thinking, Red Wolf will be disgraced in the eyes of his people if he surrenders to Jack Conway.
Not right.
What's he going to do?
Well, him put question to people.
And if he doesn't go with Conway, the troops will move in. Tonto, how much time have we?
Sundown.
Listen to me, Kemosabe. You know where these prisoners are held?
Me know.
Is there any way to reach that wigwam without being seen by the Indians in the council ring?
You go through woods, reach wigwam from rear. Take sharp knife and cut hole in wigwam.
Tonto, I'm going there. Now, here's what you must do.
Doggone it, Squint. Why don't them soldiers come and rescue us? Do you think something's happened to Mike?
One soldier went into the village.
Yeah, but he seemed friendly with Red Wolf. I don't savvy it. Hey, Squint.
Huh?
Someone's in back of this wigwam.
I hear it. Hey, Hank, look. There's a blade of a knife sticking through.
Maybe we're being rescued.
Keep your voice lower than that. Guards ain't none too far from the front.
If only our hands was free.
Keep still.
Look, he's masked.
I'll be with you as soon as I cut the hole in the lodge. Just a minute.
You're going to get us out of here?
Yes. There we are.
I'll move over so I can cut your ropes.
Gosh, we won't forget this, mister.
Who sent you? How'd you know we was here?
Save your breath. You may need it. You're both free. I'll slip out of here. Got a couple of horses waiting for you. Here are your horses under the saddle.
All right.
Quiet, Silver.
Stranger, Hank and me owe you plenty for this. How come you done it?
You'll pay what you owe. Maybe I could use some of Red Wolf's horses myself.
So that's why you helped us.
Who told you about him? Big Mike?
Perhaps.
I knew you was one of our kind the minute I saw that mask.
Well, are you cutting me in?
I reckon you've earned it.
Take me to the horses. Better get going before the Indians miss you.
Right. Get up there. Get up. Get up. Get along.
Come on, Silver. Come on. Follow me.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger and his two companions drew rein in a small hidden valley.
Oh, Silver!
Here's the horses.
You have a lot of them.
And blame good stock, too. Red Wolf's horses are mighty fine. Once we get them across the line, they'll fetch a right good price.
They have a good hiding place.
The best. We can get here without leaving tracks.
How will you get the horses out of here?
We figured to head farther back into the hills, then cut east.
That was before we got captured. It might not be so good now. You know a better way to go?
I might.
Yeah? How?
Go south, then east. Most of the way you can keep to dry arroyos. You'll have cover, and it'll be easier to keep the horses from scattering.
Oh, that'll take us toward the village.
Not within hearing distance.
But
you can soon be beyond the danger zone. After that, you can travel as you please.
We can. I thought you was in on this.
I am.
Well, then,
I'm going to scout the village to see what happens when they discover your escape. Indians pick up your trail, I'll warn you. In any event, I'll be with you again before long.
That's a good idea.
And let me advise you.
Huh? What about?
Don't try to double-cross me by going another way.
You wouldn't do that.
We're pards, ain't we?
We're not. I had my reason for helping you escape. You had your reasons for accepting that help. But we're not pards.
Oh, now, look, stranger.
That's all. I'll round up these horses and get started. You have my word you'll see me before tomorrow morning.
Right.
Come on, Silver!
It was late afternoon in the gully where Captain Greer and the troopers awaited the decision of Red Wolf. The captain paced the ground impatiently, pausing from time to time to speak to Jack Conway.
Confounded Conway, you should have brought Red Wolf with you.
But, sir, he gave his word that he'd report at the top of the hill at sunset, ready to surrender.
I don't trust him.
I do, Captain Greer.
Why couldn't he come back here with you?
He had to put it up to his people. He had to convince them that he was coming simply for a powwow.
Powwow, huh?
Yes, sir. The other Indians thought he was to be arrested, they all come with him. And they'd come fighting.
Now, just a minute.
That's Andy.
Send him up to the hilltop to scout.
Easy, fella. Captain Greer, sir.
Yes, what is it?
I watched that village with the binoculars, like you said.
Well?
Someone, an engine, I think, rode into the village on a paint horse. And he and Red Wolf talked for a while.
So?
Then there was a lot of moving around and readying the horses. Looks to me like the engines are fixing to go on the warpath or something.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, sir.
No. No, they wouldn't do that.
Conway, will you never learn that Indians are all alike?
But they're not, sir. Red Wolf promised to meet you on the hill at sunset. He wouldn't do anything.
Quiet. Probably told you that to put us off guard so we'd be vulnerable to an attack. Well, he'll find us ready and waiting for him.
In
In the Indian village, Red Wolf watched while his braves made their horses ready and prepared to ride. The chief had little idea of the plans. He knew just one thing. He was acting on the advice of Tonto, and he had learned from past experience that this was good advice.
Now you do what Tonto say, and everything be all right.
Tonto, why you say Red Wolf not go to hill to meet soldier?
You not go there.
You tell what happened to prisoner.
Prisoner gone.
Me know. But where prisoner go?
Friend of Tonto got prisoner.
Tonto, look. A man with mask come here. Come fast.
That good.
Who that?
That friend of Tonto. Him come to help. Him, Lone Ranger.
Oh, Silver, hold on. Oh. Easy, steady, big fella. Tonto, Red Wolf ready?
Him ready.
You take prisoner away from Red Wolf.
Yes, Red Wolf, I took your prisoners. Tonto, you know where the soldiers are camped, don't you?
Me know.
Then take the lead. Take Red Wolf's warriors as close to the camp as possible. Right along the edge of the gully where the troopers are camped. You know where to go from there?
Me know.
I'll see you later, then.
One Silver. Red Wolf, you hear? Give word to people. Give word to ride.
Gome tolo seum!
The troopers in the gully were ready and waiting for the Indians.
Here they come!
They're coming, Captain Greer.
Now stay ready, men. The Indians have been sighted beyond the top of the gully. Now, if Red Wolf feels he's got to have a battle to save his honor, we'll give it to him. Hold your fire till I give the word. I suppose you told him where we were waiting, Conway.
There was no reason to keep it secret, Captain Greer.
Hey, Captain, there's a masked white man riding ahead of them.
A masked white man?
Is that a masked man, you say?
You sure riding? Come up here and watch him.
Certainly shall. Here, Captain Greer, let me give you a hand.
I couldn't make it all right.
There he is.
Pass.
That's what I said.
Who is that man?
Oh, Silver, hold on. Hey, look at all the Redskins behind you.
Yes, I see them.
Pretty big fella. Captain Greer.
Who are you, sir, and why are you masked?
Captain Greer, those Indians are going after murderers and thieves.
Why, they're coming right this way.
They'll turn. They're turning right now.
Andy's right. Look, Captain, they're not coming this way. They're turning to the side.
Captain, listen to me. Let me tell you about Red Wolf.
What about him?
He lost a lot of horses. He's gone to the law and had no help. He captured two men because they stole his horses and killed his braves.
He'll have to prove his horses were stolen.
That's what he was told when he went to the law. He's trying to prove it right now. He wants to prove it to you.
Me?
Yes. He brought his men close to you so you'd follow him.
Well, we thought he was coming to attack.
Attack the army? Hardly. He considers you his friends. That's why he came here. Captain, he's counting on you. Don't let him down.
Squint and Hank had passed the danger zone. They gloated as they drove the stolen horses they had accumulated through a gap in accordance with the instructions given by the masked man.
It was easier than I thought it would be, Hank. That masked man sure picked a slick route for us.
Yeah, you know, Squint, I wish we could team up with him instead of Mike.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to Mike. I figured he'd get the troopers after Red Wolf.
Yeah, they didn't. Let us down. If it hadn't been for that masked man, the chances are we'd have been killed by them redskins.
That's right. He let us down. I'll grant his hide. He needn't come around for a share of the cash when we sell these horses.
You're darn right.
Hold on, Hank. I hear something.
Horses. Somewhere behind us.
And a lot of them. Rein up a minute. Hold there.
Ho.
Let our horses go on. They can't spread out in this gap. Let's see what's coming.
Somewhere beyond the bend. Hey, maybe we better get under cover.
What cover? Nothing's here but steep walls of stone.
Squint, look. They're in them.
It's Red Wolf.
And his whole tribe. They've spotted us. They see us. Come on. Get up there.
The horse thieves went barely 100 yards when they found their way blocked by the close-packed cavy of stolen horses. Red Wolf's braves closed in fast.
Wait. Don't kill us. Let me talk. We found these horses. Spare us.
Give us a chance, Red Wolf. Don't kill us without a hand.
Red Wolf and Tonto were silent as the captured men begged and pleaded. Then a new cry rose above the clatter. The Lone Ranger rounded the bend, riding at the side of Captain Greer. Jack Conway and Mike Mutton came close behind them, followed by the troopers.
There are the prisoners, Captain.
All right, you've got us. But that double-crosser Big Mike with you, Captain, has got to take what we get.
Now, hold on. Don't you try
Martin,
to frame me.
You tried to get my troopers to go to the rescue of your friends. They're horse thieves. So are you.
You bet he is.
Captain, those horses belong to Red Wolf's people. Some of them still wear the paint of the Indians.
So I see.
Red Wolf wasn't going to make a complaint without proof that he'd lost the horses.
Red Wolf, something was said about a murder.
That right.
Captain Greer, there were 3 Indians killed.
Me show where Indian die.
You see footprint of three men there.
And I'll lay 10 to 1 that the boots those three are wearing will match those prints.
We'll make sure. Red Wolf, I'm glad that you didn't try to take justice into your own hands, mete out punishment to these men. You intended to do, you didn't do it. I don't have any similar intentions in the future. We'll get along first rate.
Captain Greer, I'll vouch for my father, sir.
Conway. The next time you make an appointment for me to meet your father at sunset, keep that masked man out of it. He made us ride too hard to keep the appointment.
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.